Kind of sounds like outer space music, and imagine an advanced civilization from somewhere in our galaxy, of which there are probably tens of thousands, if not more, going by the Earth in a couple of years and skimming over it, looking at black water over much of the planet, desolation, fighting, wars, breakdown of social order, corruption beyond belief. We almost have that now. I put the story up, top of the oil featured story box. First tropical storm or hurricane may form within 7 days in the Gulf. So, here they come. Jordan Maxwell is with us again tonight. Jordan has been a friend of mine for a long time, many, many years, but not long enough. He's one of the people that is timeless, and his information is without question on a par occupied by no one else. He is the master of understanding hidden symbolism, the occult, which doesn't necessarily mean evil, although it usually does. Occult means hidden. Very simple. Jordan's work speaks for itself. Many of you listening have been following his work. His website is available by clicking on his name. He has marvelous new DVDs out. I hope you will avail yourselves of the opportunity of hearing from the master what is really going on this godforsaken planet. And it is amazing to me, again, I've said it over and over again. Not only is time going fast, but the rapidity with which the coup, the overthrow of this country, occurred in its final obvious overt stages. It began with the murder of JFK, of course. It was amazing. They got to a point where they realized their supercomputer models were such that the average person was no longer going to push back with any vigor, that they had been drugged with fluoride, poisoned food, poisoned entertainment, economic hardship, and all the rest of it. There are a lot of people out there making very bad decisions now. It's unfortunate. They're not following their true inner clocks. They're being talked to by other people who are only too glad to give them their opinion. Oh, you really should be doing this. So that's not what you should be doing. Take this job. Take it up. Think a little more. The first part of the ultimate control mechanism. To screw people up so badly that they ruin and destroy the good things that come their way in life. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Nice to be with you again.
Hello, my dear friend.
What you were saying is profoundly true. It is, I believe, we're seeing, it's the first time in my life that I have really felt that I'm now living in the time of the end, because all of the possible tragedies that could come to the earth are happening all at one time in one place on the earth. The drug trafficking, the corruption, the whole breakdown of law, morals, ethics, law, along with the just general deterioration of the human psyche, the human mind,
the human spirit.
Yeah, the human soul, human spirit, exactly. It's just a total destruction of that which we call human and the creature. And
people are chasing things, Jordan, that are meaningless. They're chasing the wrong, when something, 75% of Americans don't dislike their jobs, they hate them. They don't understand when something good comes their way. They want something better. No one is happy. They want something better. Oh, it's got to be better. No, well, it's just, this is by design. People's brains have been scrambled. A lot of people are suffering from serious emotional issues anyhow. And it makes it very easy for the controllers to push the rest of it over. It's tragic, very tragic.
And it's absolutely astounding to me watching what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico and the full implications of what this means not just for the South, but for the Earth, because we have punctured the Earth in such a way that this time is going to be serious. We've finally done something which will be appropriate for 2012, for the end times, because we have finally done it. We finally have done something which is going to cause world chaos. And it won't happen, I'm telling you. I feel that it's not going to reach its pinnacle till about April or May of next year. Because up till and with all of this going on, we're having riots in Los Angeles to celebrate the Lakers winning, and the people are just there's no words to explain why.
Dumber.
I'm looking at the end of this country coming,
mm-hmm.
and the complete collapse, not just of the economy, of the air, of the water, of the seas, of the earth. And it's coming. It's quickly moving now. And I understood the implications when I first heard this. I realized that that they have finally done something that they're not going to be able to cover up, and which with time is going to become the most awesome, destructive, apocalyptic event in the human history. We have no idea in the world what is coming now on the earth, because we have done something we cannot fix.
We don't know how much methane is down there.
Oh,
we don't know.
God.
We have no idea. Look at Venus. People say, well, what happened to Venus? Why is Venus as it is? People say Venus used to be like this planet. Maybe it was.
Yeah,
it
probably was. But you know, what I'm thinking, though, is that it's just my subjective opinion, but with all of this totalitarian, fascist, iron boot mentality, which is in America and now around the world, where you put retarded people who have never had a job, put them in a uniform, give them a badge and a gun, and now they are in charge. And they have never had a job before. They have no social graces. They don't know how to relate to their fellow man, but they have a job now that gives them a badge and a gun, and they're in charge. Well, this kind of mentality, you know, the same thing we saw with the Nazi regime and the communist regime in Russia, this kind of mentality is now going to, it's kind of thing like what goes around comes around. And it is now time for all of these people who are in charge, government, police, all of the military, people who are in charge with the guns and the badges, they're going to come face to face with a monstrosity that they are not going to be able to control. They can shut down the television and all the radio and the web all they want, but this thing is going to be global, and it's going to be horrible. And there's nothing anybody, I don't care how big their badges are or how many guns they've got or how violent these people are, but what goes around comes around. And I think this is what's going on. I think the human race is now going to come face to face with the reality that you people are finished with your guns, your violence, your martial arts, cage fighting, with your drinking, your alcohol, your drug addiction. All of it has to be called to account. It all has to come back one day somewhere along the line. And I'm saying, I'm totally convinced we have now, for the first time, entered into something really serious that's going to come. And it's on its way now, but the world is not feeling it yet. We're all crying about and bellyaching about what's going on in the Gulf, never realizing that what is actually happening in the Gulf right now is just a portent of something which is coming, because we have finally crossed over the line and done something which now is going to call into question the earth and all life on it. I believe that this is something that was probably in tune with 2012 in the Mayan calendar. And maybe it's going to be far, far worse on the earth than you even suspect. That's my feeling. I can see it coming. And when we get this many people as we do in this country, where the general IQ of the country is way down in the 40s, and watch what's going to happen when their food supply begins to dwindle, and the fishing fleets are not able to do any more fishing.
Yeah, they'll go for their guns.
Yeah.
To go out and get food from their neighbors.
That's exactly right.
You folks, this is not a joke. Jordan is absolutely correct. We've done something, I've said it before on the program, that we should never have done. We've gone too far. They have no plan. Relief wells, forget it. A joke. We have punctured into the core of the upper part of the earth, where the oil is formed, where gases are formed, where they normally make their way to the surface over the eons very, very slowly. And now, with a 20-inch pipe, we've opened a wound into Mother Earth that is not going to heal.
It's going to be horrible, what's coming.
We'll be right back. Talking with our friend of many years, the brilliant Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, when I hear stories about this town or that town marching in the streets celebrating their team's victory, and you bring up the point that the average IQ of Americans is way down there. I don't know. You mentioned 40. You have a reason for saying that. It may be 40. It's certainly below room temperature in many cases. It's the kind of situation that, I'm sorry to say this, but I don't hold back. There is, to me, no identifiable significant hope at this point in time. It's too late. It's over. All we're waiting for now is to see how catastrophic it's going to get, and it is going to get to be bad. We're not even talking about the economy with its $2 quadrillion in CDS, which are bets on things that don't even exist. We're not talking about nuclear war, which is being fought right now by this country. It's called depleted uranium. We've fought nuclear wars in Iraq, Yugoslavia, Afghanistan now. And, of course, the Israelis can't wait to unleash their arsenal on Iran and Pakistan and India, Russia and China. Everywhere you look, there are potential scenarios. That's not to mention the fact that, as Jordan will be one of the first to tell you, there are on the shelf right now, freeze-dried and otherwise, biological weapons, viruses and bacteria, that can wipe out as many people as the controllers want wiped out, right now. Right now. There are end-of-the-world organisms in laboratories, right now. Think about the American nuclear industry. Those plants, some of them are approaching 50 years old. We are so lucky we have not had a Chernobyl here, or at least several Three Mile Islands, which was far worse than anyone understands, by the way. We're overdue. Anybody living in the Northeast, God bless you and good luck. Now, there are power plants all over the place. I cannot look and find an area, Jordan, where I find hope and peace. Oh, individually, yes, there are good people out there. But I've seen good people lately doing very ungood things. I know that's not a formal word, but it works. And that's because they're confused. And that's by design, and that's by life experience and other things. And I'm talking about corporate executives all the way down to the average mom or dad. Just we are living in a swill pit of a society now. Oh, it looks glamorous, and celebrity is this and that, and but yeah, an IQ of 40 wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, we are. We're living in a very, very incredible time, because we're going to see apocalyptic things transpiring right in front of our faces. And there's a scripture in the Bible that fits what's happening now. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. That is profoundly important. Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's what's happening today. All over the world, all the leaders, all the people in power, and all of the people, the poor, working class, and the poor, are following these blind who lead the blind. There is no vision. There is no spiritual or intellectual understanding available to the people. So therefore, they are like sheep led to the slaughter. People have no idea what to trust, what to believe. They have no knowledge, no background, no grounding in history, no understanding of symbols and words and terms, no knowledge of how the world really works. They're trusting in their leaders, when the scripture even says, put not your trust in earthly man, in whom there is no salvation. But people are still, running out there crying and wringing their hands and are joyous because Obama is in, never realizing Obama was trained under the Soviet communist system to destroy America, and the connections between the communist system and the Vatican. Most people have no concept and no idea in the world how this is working, how the secret societies and the occult societies of Europe operating out of Rome, out of England, out of Germany, how this stuff is really put together and how it's coming about to destroy the entire superstructure of Western civilization to begin something called a new order of the world. But I think in the process and their zeal to destroy and to manipulate and to prepare the world for some ultimate domination, which is going to be so dark and so unbelievably bad. And when the people finally awaken to find out what has happened, it will be way too late. But I think in their zeal, for the powers that be have done something, they made a mistake, which shows that no matter, even in the scriptures talk about how angels made a mistake. Well, I think the powers that be on this earth have made some error and made some mistakes. And one of them is they have tapped into the primal forces of nature on the earth. And in doing so, they have inadvertently brought about the collapse of civilization. I think that probably within a year from now, it's going to take at least a year for this to begin to finally sink in to the psyche of the people of this world what has happened. Because right now it's just the people on the, even along the Gulf Coast.
Right.
They are more concerned about the oil spill and how it's going to affect the economy, having no idea in the world. This is going to spread all over the earth. And the gases that are coming out are going to continue. So if you want to move out...
Stand by, Jordan. We'll be right back and pick that thread up in just a minute. Jordan Maxwell is with us this hour, and he has always much to say. I have never heard him talk like this. He is not a doom and gloom vendor or merchant. He is a man who is focused on the soul of this planet, like few others, because he understands the biggest possible picture. And what he says about people is not arrogant. It is correct. People are making bad choices, bad decisions. From the White House on down, it doesn't matter. And they're being encouraged to do so by a negative, dark, satanic ethos that is running the planet at the highest level. Now, some of you would say, well, why would the controllers destroy the planet? Well, remember, please, the BP disaster was an accident. It wasn't planned. It wasn't some laser from a space satellite, for God's sakes. They screwed up. Whatever man can do, he will do. It doesn't matter if it'll kill the whole planet's populace or not. He could drill that deep in deep water. He did. He went beyond his technological means to control it. We all pay the price. It's very strange how everything is lurching toward 2012. I have not been a big proponent of it because I recoil at the commercialization of it, Jordan. I don't like that. It really bothers
either.
Me. I know you're the same. But things are pointing that way. We may not have to wait until 2012. I'd say 2011 is it. There is some argument that the Mayan calendar is off by a year, and it's actually next
That's
year.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
In any case, this is a possible extinction-level event.
Yep. And I've said so many times that your decisions in life are only as good as your information. And people are making decisions every day that on subjects which they have no knowledge of whatsoever. None. They give their spiritual life to a religion which they have no idea in the world where that religion came from, how it was started, who financed it, what its connections are to the dark side. And people are going to synagogues and to churches, never realizing for a moment where this stuff came from. And therefore, the more you continue in your pursuit of something which is dark and evil, the worse it will become for you. So I've said this many times, that people are crying out to God in their churches and synagogues, praying for peace and for protection and for their families. And the more they pray around the world for safety and for protection, the worse the world is becoming.
Yeah.
Every day it's getting one step closer to an ultimate conclusion, to man confronting God, so to speak. And so obviously they're praying to the wrong God, or something's wrong because God's not hearing them.
And there are many,
There
are many people, Jordan, and I, just to extrapolate a little bit on your point, who aren't religious, but they're congregation members and friends, are their friends, in fact.
Yeah.
And they reach, they are young people. They can't make decisions on their own. They're always asking other people, what should I do? What do you think? What do you think I should do?
You're right.
People have no idea of who they are. They can't stand on their own. They're so easily influenced and pushed around and pushed over by people around them who have their own agendas and who couldn't understand the lives that they're impacting anyhow.
Right.
It's sad.
It's frightening because you would be surprised and shocked to see how many emails and phone calls, especially emails I get from around the world, with people basically asking me the same question. Where can I find this or that information? Where can I start on researching these kinds of subjects you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So then I email them back and say, well, have you gone to my website? Oh, yes, we've gone to the website. Well, did you go to the research page? No, we didn't see the research.
Jeez, it's all there.
It's all there. Well, did you go to the links? No, we didn't see any links.
Well.
Did you go to the audio video? No, we didn't see the audio video.
Oh, please.
And then you say, well, All right, let me start over again. What was it that you did see? And inevitably, they will always say, well, we went to the home page and saw some pictures. But it's frightening to me. I have to sit down and explain to them. It's called research. It's called reading. When I go to a website, when I go to a library, when I go to a museum, I have taught myself after 50 years of knowing how to break down a book. Go to the bibliography in a book, which will show you where the author got his information. Photocopy that bibliography, yellow pencil the interesting books that look very interesting on that subject, and then go get those books, read those books, then go to the bibliography in those books, and begin to break down the research and study how things work, where things came from. Check out the words and the hidden meaning of words and terms and symbols. But nobody seems to know how to do that kind of thing anymore. They just sit there looking at the home page and have no idea what to do with it, have no concept of how to scroll down. I mean, how many times have I had to tell people, did you scroll down the home page? No, they don't know what you mean, scroll down. All they saw was a picture of me. So it tells me that there is just an awful lot of people in this world that don't even know how to read or study or do any research on their own, period.
They're dumb.
It's just incredible.
They're just dumb.
And I said, well, have you gone to my frequently asked questions? Because I have an enormous amount of answers that I get asked all the time. They didn't do that either.
No, well, see, Jordan, honestly, You've done your thing, and at that point, your responsibility to those people is over. All you can do is say, it's all there, go back and do your research.
Right.
Have a really good day.
I also get a lot of people saying, well, I've been watching your stuff on the videos and all this on the web for, 5 years or 8 years I've been watching you. And I said, well, what have you done about it? Oh, I just sit here and watch them. That's it. I don't do anything about it. It's just I'm entertained. I don't know what to say about it.
Well, there's not much else we can do. There are very few people out there who have the vision to see what's best for them. And these very people that come to your website and don't do the research don't have any idea what's good for them.
That's right.
And they'll go back and do what they think is...
Well, where there is no vision, the people perish.
No, there is no vision with most people.
None.
It's having fun, and there's always something better just around the corner.
Right.
People aren't satisfied with...
I asked them, did you get this video, that video? No, they didn't get anything.
No. All right, be right back. Well, Jordan, I worry, I think, most of all about our children, who are quite literally without a future in most cases.
Yep.
Mediocrity, if they're lucky. Drones, without question. Sheep.
Yep.
Corrupted, twisted, deformed children. It's sad, and it's not their fault. And their childhood is being stolen from them.
You're right.
So fast.
And the parents are not able to do anything about it because the parents are themselves children of dysfunctional families, and their parents collectively didn't know, and their parents didn't know anything and didn't care about anything.
Well, the dysfunctional parent is at the very essence of the problem. When you have a parent who doesn't know how to parent, what chance does a child have? Zero.
That's
And then the peer pressure the child runs into, little girls especially, well, boys too, same, is withering. It's just it will destroy them. That's why there are so many teenage suicides now.
Well, of course, there's so much, so much drug. I mean, we talk about all these horrible drug trafficking gangs, but we are providing the market for it. It's America loves the drugs. They need the drugs. It's a big business. America is on drugs. Why? Because it can't stand to look at itself, and it cannot handle what's coming. It cannot handle it from day to day. So people are taking alcohol, drugs, violence, all kinds of avenues to get away from the world which they are living in, which they don't understand and have no control over. When I was in Europe, I did a couple of interviews, which I am today very unhappy that I did, because it's out there on the web. It sounded like a good idea when I was doing it. But the more I think about it, the more it was not a very good idea. But anyway, some of my experiences that I was, you know, doing on this interview in Europe is now out on the web. And, of course, some of these experiences are so far out that most people are going to assume that I must be mentally deranged even talking about this stuff. But I would like to say that I'm not validating anything I'm saying in those interviews. I'm not saying it absolutely will happen or it's true. I was just telling the experience as it happened to me. And the reason I say this is because another experience just happened. About 3 weeks ago, I was up in San Francisco at a conference. I wasn't speaking, but I was a guest, and some lady came over to me, and she said she was the secretary to another woman, and she said, my employer wants to talk to you. So I went over and met this young lady, and she's supposedly a psychic, and she said, I have a message for you. And I said, and what would that be? And she said, well, I am told to tell you that you have personal projects that you want to do. You have some personal projects in your computer that you've been wanting to put out there and you've been working on for a long time. And I said, yes, that's true. She said, you need to get those projects done by the 11th of April. The spirit is giving you till April of next year to get your project all done and finished, because as of April next year, the world is not going to be what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a whole new problem on the earth that's going to shake the foundations of the world.
When was this again, Jordan? When did this happen?
This happened about 2.5-3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And this young lady who was a psychic, she just her secretary came up to me and said she wants to talk to me. And the young lady said to me, she said, you have till April to finish all of your projects, because what is coming, you have no idea in the world how bad it's going to be next year April.
So, and only those prepared, living in a safe place with food, are going to have much of a chance at all.
And she asked me, she said, it's going to, she said, the reason I'm telling you this is because it's going to, the situation will be such on the earth that attention will now be drawn to you and your work, because so much of what you've been talking about will now be in the face of the whole world, and they will see it. So just prepare yourself, because after April, you're no longer going to be doing what you're doing now. It's going to be a whole new thing that you're going to be involved in. So
well, you see,
get ready for what's coming to the earth.
She's right, and you're one of the few people who really understands. We're on the same page. We really, and many of you listening, see people struggling with what they're struggling with. There are so many people who are terribly troubled, and it's only going to get worse. It's going to get worse to the extent that the dysfunctionality of the majority will be so bad that, well, first of all, joy is all but gone.
Of course.
There is no joy anymore. And I hate to say it, but it's true.
It's
constant
true.
Grief and constant second guessing. Did I do the right thing? Am I going to do the right thing next week?
Exactly.
What do I do now? I get this all the time from people in emails. And the number of people out there, Jordan, in my view, who really understand what's happening is small, very small.
It's
we're talking 2-3%.
Oh, if that.
If.
Because, you know, how many people have no idea in the world that banks how banks work. Banks don't loan money. The government uses your body on the Stock Exchange of New York. People have no idea in the world how government works. They have no concept about how banking works. They have no knowledge about how the mafia and the underworld is connected directly to the church. They have no concept about how the church operates, how religion operates, where the concepts and ideas have come from. It's all there in the history. And people like, yeah, you know, the, like myself, who have been fascinated with the dark side of how the world really works, this kind of knowledge is on a need-to-know basis,
mm-hmm.
and the powers that be figure the world doesn't need to know, so it's hidden. And I've been trying for many, many years to explain to people, it's all right in front of your eyes if you just listen, and you don't have to be a genius. I'm giving you a lot of head starts on this stuff. Just go to my website.
Oh, you've done the work for them. They don't have the mental discipline or the intellectual inquisitiveness to look. They just want it handed to them in 30 seconds. Here it is. No, it doesn't work that way, folks.
And then when you hand it to them in 30 seconds, they're first, because it's called cognitive dissonance, because you're telling them the truth, and they've never had the truth. Since they were born, they've never had truth. So when you're telling them something which is provable, factual history, and telling them the truth, they can't handle the truth. Like the movie, like Jack Nicholson said in the movie, you can't handle the truth. So when people are given the real truth, they can't handle it. They don't want to hear it.
No, and they'll get angry at you.
That's right.
Oh, they'll hate you. You become the enemy.
And what does the scripture say? My people are dying from a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge,
they're withering away.
Yeah.
The whole thing is withering away. By design.
Withering away.
By design.
All I would say is that, you know, if you're interested in what's going on, go on my website. Check it all out. Go to all of the different boxes, all the different places, because I'm trying. I've got that much more coming. So
read the frequency FAQs, the frequently asked questions. Just even go there and just read them.
Yeah,
it's an education in and of itself.
Yeah, because I get people all the time asking me, "Well, what was the ISBN number of that Bible you recommended?" Well, I've got it in five different places on my website. The ISBN number for the Bible, and I ask them, have you looked on my website? No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, did you look here? No. Did you see that? No. Well, what did you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just amazing. People don't even know how to do their own research.
I've done the best I can. You've done a magnificent job, Jordan. Your work's going to be around for as long as there are people who can still think. The individual decay and decline of the human being is what is really not being...
It's frightening.
Thank you.
Because the implication of what is happening to the human creature, to the human being, is just absolutely frightening. Because when you finally figure out that the world is filled with people who have no grounding, no spiritual grounding, no intellectual grounding, they have no background of history and understanding of physics, of understanding of science. They have no understanding
of
anything.
And they don't want any. They think they've got it. They think they've got it wired in, a lot of them. They got their TV, they got their sports teams, and that, you know.
And I'm telling you something else, Jeff. Just the idea of what happened in Los Angeles at the end of the Lakers game, when they were turning cars over, burning. Every time you go to these soccer games, they're hear about some big game like in South Africa where the communists are building up this big game in South Africa, never realizing South Africa is now totally communist. And the entire superstructure of that whole game is run by communists out of the whole communist dialectic. People are loving it. They're licking it up and never realizing for a moment who Obama is, how this government works, where the banks are, what's going on behind the scenes. It's all very well organized, and the people have no idea in the world what's going on. It's an incredible story. Again, I would just say, just go to my website. It's all right there. Just check it out, jordanmaxwell.com.
Thank you,
again,
Jordan.
Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Did you get my email today about that particular item?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Will you please investigate that?
Right. And also, did you get a chance to see my Dawn of a New Day yet?
It's sitting right down there. I promise I'll get there.
Okay.
I'll
catch up with you next month.
All right. I'd love to get you on here more often if you feel up to it.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Good night. A gentleman's gentleman, Jordan Maxwell. So many good points, so many important things. I hope you'll listen to this hour again in the archives. Or it's broadcast 4 times a day on Rents Radio. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.